Hello, respective viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Here I am in Oslo, or Oslo, Norway, the capital of Norway. Look at these huge cruise liners here. Sunrise is sailing from Southampton. Give the tourists 12 hours to explore the city and then they sail on. But remember, Gangplank is up half an hour before sailing and they will not wait for anyone. So there is the fjord. So there's a very long, very deep bay. So that's why it's a natural harbour and suitable for these big ships to come right in. And then out there towards the Skagerrak. So that's their section of the North Sea. It was a rather overcast day for May, but not too cold. And here I am atop the Opera House. I last visited Oslo 20 years ago, and this wasn't built. The whole design concept is meant to be like a gigantic iceberg. Remember, 7/8 of that would be below water. It's more ultra-modern than I remember. Obviously, a lot of things could have been constructed since I was last here. Now, the capital of Norway, of course, the biggest city in Norway by quite some way. Only 5 million people in Norway, and about a million of them are here in Oslo. A lot more are in greater Oslo, because Norway's a big country. You know, it's like five times the size of Ireland in terms of square kilometres, but, you know, smaller population. So, yes, there's the Norwegian language. You've got Nynorsk, as in New Norwegian, Bokmål, as in book language. All come from Old Norse, but 90% of the population who speak English, usually excellent English, partly because, you know, the land was very fertile. They had to go fishing for enough comestibles, and then that led into sailing all around the world, trading, had to learn the world language. And okay, there's mutual comprehensibility between their language and Swedish, to some extent Danish. The Finns all used to learn Swedish too, the Icelanders, Icelandic comes in their language, or Faroese. But anyway, all those Norse languages together, there are about 20 million speakers in the world, so they had to learn English. And over there's a big gallery saying Munch, and it looks like Munch, but from Edvard Munch, that 19th century Norwegian painter. Famously, he painted The Scream, but that was stolen in 2004 in an armed robbery here at an Oslo art gallery. The robbers made the mistake of speaking Norwegian to people, so therefore they are Norwegian, because almost nobody's not Norwegian would learn it, but the other one is, it could have said English, everybody would still understood. So looking down into the harbour here, these little raft things, people are diving in to swim. Apparently it's very chilly, so quite flat around here. It means Field of the Gods in Old Norse. Anyway, there are things to see like Akershus Castle, the town hall where the, what's awarded, the Nobel Peace Prize. Alfred Nobel, the Swedish engineer who invented dynamite in the 19th century and died in 1900. All the other Nobel Prizes are awarded in Stockholm. So obviously there's a royal palace here, Parliament, Akershus Castle, might try and see. There's the Nobel Peace Museum. So various things to visit. So quite a few tourists from around the world, particularly popular with Germans coming here. What else can I say? Got Oslo Gardermoen Airport, which is about 30 kilometres north, and then there's the other one, which is almost 100 kilometres south, Oslo Torp, which is for the low-cost flights mostly. Torp, it means something in Old Norse, and then there's that, like there's Thorpe Lesoken in the United Kingdom, Thorpe in Surrey, UK, the surname Thorpe is in Jeremy Thorpe. All right, and you can walk up this, we'll just walk to the top, to the roof almost, and there are no steps, it's just all a slope. This anti-slip surface is a good idea in case it's raining. All right, so that's about it. So there's a lot of classic 19th century architecture. There's a small cathedral. It used to be known as, Christiana until the early 20th century. I remember reading Boy by Roald Dahl, who was a British-Norwegian, born in Cardiff to a coal merchant father, and coming back here to meet his grandparents, and they're making him drink whatever alcohol and saying Skål, beste mamma. Skål being like cheers or whatever. All right, everybody, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And goodbye from Norway. I don't know how they say goodbye, but they normally, it's a group, they say hi, and they'll repeat hi, hi.